Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Nerds with Friends. My name is Cody Leach, and as always, I'm joined by Christian Garcia.
What up?
What up, nerds? All right, we're going to be talking a little bit about Disney Plus, the new streaming app from our overlords and saviors, Disney. We'll be talking about the pros and cons. Should you subscribe? Should you not subscribe? And then some of the fun things we found on there.
And then this little show called The Mandarin. It's about oranges that's on Disney Plus.
No, it's about the Chinese, and that's why they love it so much. Yeah. No, we'll talk about The Mandalorian. We'll let you know when spoilers are coming, so don't worry about that. But we'll be talking about the first two episodes a little bit later in the show. So, but thank you for liking, commenting, and subscribing to the podcast, showing your friends, your families.
Your mamas, your grandmamas.
And your fellow nerds. But let's start to show off, like we always do, with some nerdy confessions. Something tells me, Christian, that you're going to be talking about Stephen King.
Or me doing it, and it's been a trend, and we just talked about it, and we didn't hit record.
Yep. You have one job, Christian, and it's to make sure that I hit record.
Okay. So yes, Stephen King audiobooks. I finally got to one that I wasn't a huge fan of, the revival. It was just really, really sad. It was like Stephen King's attempt at a Lovecraftian story. It dragged on from the beginning for the payout at the end. And it's like this one character who's just consistently getting shit on from the beginning to the end. He never really had like
some people are into that.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. It's just he never had a period that felt good for him. Like his entire life was shitty.
And it was like, kind of like the Joker movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, even at the end, he accepted himself and he was happy.
That's true. Yeah, he had kind of like his coming of age moment almost, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are going to read it or listen to it, go for it. It's just for me. I finally got a Stephen King dud that I wasn't a big fan. Hey, hey, man, we've all, you know, we're all human, you know, and maybe it wasn't my cup of tea. It might have been someone else's cup of tea. But to me, it was just too sad.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a bummer. And in more recent news, Dr. Sleep has had kind of a lackluster opening weekend in the theaters.
I really hope that it starts trending up because it was such a great movie.
Yeah. Hopefully word of mouth will kind of get it out there. I've been telling.
Well, yeah, I mean,
obviously we've told you on the show, but I've been telling people in person that it's a must-see.
It's a great movie. Event. It's a great movie, and I wish more of his books get that quality.
Yes.
Take in film because it was great. Though the book is different, I respect the choices that the filmmaker made.
I think it was good.
Yeah, I really hope that it starts making a comeback. I don't know.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I hope the word of mouth kind of spreads and people go check that out because it is awesome. If you're a fan of the movie The Shining, the book The Shining, the movie Dr. Sleep, I mean, I guess you wouldn't be a fan if you haven't seen it yet.
The book Dr. Sleep.
No matter what kind of fan you are, I think there's a little something for everybody in there. So
It was a great mix that I never would have thought would have been possible.
Yeah,
of
marrying absolutely.
Both the book and the movie.
Yep. I totally 100% agree. My nerdy confession this week is I just recently started a new audiobook, and I was actually recommended the book by our friend Daniel Beckman, who is who's been on the show several times. He did I think most recently our like pre-Comic-Con episode, I think,
or post Comic-Con.
Pre or post Comic-Con, the one right around Comic-Con.
We do a lot of episodes,
so many. This is going to be 176, I think it is. But he recommended a book. He actually gifted it to me on Audible, which I didn't know you could do, and that was very kind of him. But it's called The Warded Man by Peter V. Brett. And it's a cool fantasy world-building type book. And kind of the basis of it is these people live in a world where every night once the sun goes down, demons like come up through the ground and materialize. And just wreak havoc, and they'll kill you and stuff like that. They'll just murder you.
Sounds like a video game.
Yeah, kind of. I guess it could be. and the only way to stop them is with magical wards, where you like write these cool symbols and runes and stuff into fence posts, doorways, walls. There's guys who carry portable ones where they're like on a rope and you spread them out around you, and it basically creates like a force field that the demons can't get through.
Nice.
And it so far there's been like there's three main characters. They're all kind of younger children, but this is not a book for children at all. There's like super violence. Like when the man demons just murdering people's parents.
Yeah, left right. They're not really known for good things.
Yeah, and then you know, like people get super infected if you get scratched by it, and like you know, oozy pus.
What
and
kind
stuff.
Of infection? Like, what are you talking about? Like STDs?
Like a demonic infection? I guess.
Okay. Is that different from the ones we get?
Yeah, lots of pus.
Sounds about the same though.
Pus smells like hellfire.
Maybe a little different.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, check it out. It's called Warded Man. And so far so good. I'm it's on Audible, so I'm about 5 hours away from the end of it.
So can you shoot the demons?
Well, it's like,
can you stab them?
You can, but they have like super healing factors, kind of like Wolverine.
What about salt? Holy water?
No, silver. There's no whole, I mean, there's no holy water mentioned or anything. Primarily, it's the runes kind of keep them out. And so basically, people are living in fear, but apparently way in the past, in like the legends of old, there was there used to be these fighting wards where basically people could use things to actually kill the demons. Right now, people are just surviving them. You know what I mean?
What if you threw a rope ward at it?
So there is one instance where... they don't really do that, but you can draw the wards in like in sand or in dirt or whatever if you're really in a pinch. But if you break the ward, like if you go and like you know shuffle through the lines drawn in the dirt, it'll break open like the net of magic that's protecting you. Right, so that happens at one point, and this one kid, one of the main characters, sees it happen, and he, you know, basically him and this demon are running at each other to try. He's trying to rewrite the rune in the ground, to rewrite the ward, complete the ward. And the demon's trying to eat him, obviously. And so they run, and the demon reaches at him, and he draws it right as the demon's arm is like halfway in, halfway out.
Sliced
off his arm. He's like, I don't like you either. That guy. so pretty cool. And then... obviously, if you read the book, more cool shit happens. There's, you know, there's definitely some magic that's discovered and stuff that's awesome. So I think it's a series because I can't imagine them completing this right after this book is done.
It sounds like it has to be, particularly if they mention fighting wards and no one using them.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely worth check out. The Warded Man. Check it out, guys. All righty then. Well, let's talk a little bit about Disney Plus. Disney Plus, new streaming app, got released this last Tuesday, right?
Which yep. I thought was a weird day. Whatever.
It's the day the movies come out.
Is that why they did it?
I don't know.
I thought maybe it was like, makes sense,
you know, if you think about it that way.
I thought maybe like, we don't want to do it Monday. Too many people are not working. It's going to overload the servers, and it happened anyway on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people said that it wasn't working immediately. And I'm sure it was just a lot of people just... jumping on immediately once.
Well, there
was
I forgot the number, but there was millions of people that signed up day.
So far, I think they said on opening day they had 10 million subscribers.
That's that day that signed up, not total. So that wasn't previous numbers. Those weren't like people who signed up when they could. That was day of.
Oh, I thought that's what I said it was.
Nope.
That's how many.
That's
people.
Why it was fucking insane for the site.
Yeah. Well, obviously that many people. Jumping onto any sort of computer thing is going to overload some stuff for sure.
So great stuff so far, I will say. Lots of, if you want to hit like 90s nostalgia cartoons, there's a bunch of
they
stuff.
They have 10 million subscribers total is what it says.
Is that what it said?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I thought I read somewhere that it was day of. But there's great stuff.
I'm right. You're wrong.
Okay, sure. That makes you happy.
It really does. It shouldn't, but it does.
So 90s cartoons, they got like Gargoyles, they got Darkwing Duck, they got, I'm just going off the top of my head, I'm not looking at my phone or anything. What else they got? I think DuckTales.
A couple cool ones like Star Wars Clone Wars is...
Yeah, I'm so happy because I was so mad when that was gone from Netflix.
Yeah, so I've actually been watching that. Yeah, Darkwing Duck, original X-Men cartoons.
Yep, on there. All that 90s good stuff. You forgot, how do you forget the
part? Key change. But yeah, awesome, cool. There's an original like Spider-Woman cartoon that I had never heard about on there.
Okay.
Like it's like old school looking.
Really?
Like, yeah, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, it looks really old.
Gotta check it out.
Yeah. And then they have like a lot of the old live action Disney movies. Like I saw Old Yeller was on there. I'm like, fuck man, I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
You
know,
there's a cool feature that you can look by the years. So you can look by like 50s,
I was gonna say there's
60s.
A cool feature where you could watch that movie and they don't shoot the dog in it.
Nah, not gonna do that.
They're not gonna George Lucas it and the dog tries to shoot the boy first.
Yeah, there you
go. That's why I had to put him down.
Just CG that. How'd he pull the trigger?
Where'd he get the gun from?
How'd he hide it?
I don't know. He's rabid, man. He got the gun from on the black market. It's like he just like digitally goes out of the way, the like Han Solo. Yeah. Speaking of Han Solo, did you know that the versions of Star Wars on there are further modified by George Lucas?
I heard about it, but I didn't read the details.
Have you watched the scene, the Han shot first scene?
Did they switch it back to him shooting first?
Oh, no. They made it so much better.
Really?
No. Of course they didn't, Christian. They made it worse, way worse.
I just don't understand. Like
Now Greedo says this thing. Oh, man.
Oh, I did hear. He says like, wow. Like he says like a word or something. And people are wondering, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Doesn't mean anything. It's just George Lucas.
But he doesn't have his hands on it. How did he make? No. That wasn't in the Disney choice. He sold it. They have the rights to all that.
No, apparently the digital version that they got for this was the latest one that he had had, and that's what they uploaded.
I would think that they would just put it back to Han shooting first and just leave it as is because so many people are so upset by it. Like, who cares?
Oh, he says McClunky. That's what he says.
Yeah.
He was, McClunky.
He was just saying that he loved Macaulay Culkin, and he just mixed it. He mashed them up. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's McClunky.
I just don't. I just don't get it. Just leave it as
here's
is.
Here's a sample of it.
He's queuing it up.
Oh come on!
Of course, internet god's messing us up. Oh, you know what? Maybe this is the internet telling us.
No, no, no! Check this out.
It doesn't.
The reason why it's not doing it is because my phone is Bluetooth. I'm going to rewind it a little bit here. McClunky.
Oh, but he said it. I thought he said it after he got shot.
No, this is right before for some reason.
What the? It's just
so good.
Like, why even go back and make that change?
What an arbitrary change, too. You
like
know what
for
I mean?
What? I don't know.
It's very strange. I don't know. Hopefully you guys could all hear that. But if not, look it up. Just search Greedo McClunky.
or don't.
Yeah. So that's kind of a funny thing. Lots of good stuff though. Things that I didn't. Also the Simpsons are on there.
Yeah.
Right. And I heard there was some controversy about that, but I didn't have time to look up what. But yeah, they like.
I don't care. I just want to
like
enjoy
trim the intros or something like that.
The content. That's all I want.
Were there any ones that you were surprised weren't on there or are on there?
Not really. I was surprised. I had no idea that Jeff Goldblum had a show. I was super shocked by
that.
Well,
no, that's a Disney Plus original.
But I'm saying like I felt like they announced things that were coming out.
Oh yeah, they kind of buried the lead on that one.
I didn't know. I had zero fucking clues, but it was great.
I knew he was coming out with that show. I just didn't know that it was a Disney Plus original.
I'm convinced he's an alien.
Oh, he is so weird.
I don't think he's human, but he's like weird in a great way.
Oh yeah, he's just so out there.
It's you could tell when he's speaking to someone that he's genuinely very interested in what they're saying. Like
it's
he's
the best.
He's like not phoning it in. Like he genuinely just like is a very curious person. Like, every experience is, like, brand new to him.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, you don't know about shoes, my guy? Like, the first episode was about sneakers. Like, you didn't know that sneakers, like, existed?
No, let me tell you this. Jeff Goldblum's shoe game is on point. The guy wears Balenciaga sneakers, which are $980 a pair. So he knows about shoes, but, like, you know, he went to a sneaker convention, yeah, and he went to the sneaker surgeon and, you know, really delved deep into some of the cool aspects of it, which is really fun. But I remember hearing about the creation of the show originally. And what was so cool about it was the pitch was, it's Jeff Goldblum going around the world and just experiencing things as only Jeff Goldblum could.
If I had the money and, like, I was a producer, yeah, like, you had me at Jeff Goldblum.
You had me at Jeff Goldblum.
Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'll throw the money.
It's amazing. So if you guys do have Disney Plus, look under National Geographic, because that's where that is.
Is that, I just saw it as Disney Originals.
Yeah, it might show up on the Originals too, you know, but that was, I think that's technically the network that it's under.
One of the funniest, I don't think spoilers, whatever, it's a show, but one of the funniest parts to me was when he went to the science lab, and they didn't say which shoe company.
It was Adidas, they did say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. So when they put on glasses, because I guess when they have athletes talk about the footwear,
yeah,
they want genuine, like, I guess they feel,
oh, actually that might, I don't remember if that was still at Adidas or not, the one where he was, like, running across the
right bench,
but that was Adidas.
They gave him some glasses because they read
micro expressions to see, yeah, if you're happy or
if
sad,
they're happy
or
telling the truth or whatever, or they're upset, because I guess some people will mask their real feelings about something. And they were asking, you know, feel very excited about this shoe, and he did it. He's like, "Oh wow, yeah, you got it really high."
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Now feel like you're, like, you hate the shoe," and they did. He's like, "Oh wow, yeah, you're spiking really high on hate." And it's like, why? He's a fucking actor.
Yeah.
Like, why are you shocked?
The guy at the end was like, "Wow, you're a pretty good actor." I'm, yeah, like, "No shit."
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum.
He's only been doing it for like 50 years. Like, yeah, it'd be weird if he wasn't good at it.
Yeah.
But I thought that part was fucking hilarious.
You know what was crazy, too? I mean, I knew it happened, but, like, when they went to the sneaker convention...
How much cash was used?
Well, yeah, I knew there was a lot of cash at those things, because...
people walking around with, like, $100,000.
People make terrible financial decisions, carry a lot of cash with them, so... But what was crazy was that one guy who was like, "Oh, I want to buy all of these shoes," and he's like, "Man, I could do that for maybe $30,000.
Yeah.
And they're like... "What the fuck?" He's like, "The only thing is, I gotta have cash."
Yeah,
and
no, like, first
what
it was like something. He was like $40,000, and he was like, "Eh, I don't know, maybe I could do about like 33." And he's like, "All right, we can do 33.
He's like, "Do you do money transfer or,
he's like,
or
nah,
cash wire?"
"I gotta have cash." And then, yeah, he's like,
"I don't want the government to know."
Yeah, he's like, no camera.
Yeah, he was like, "Turn that camera off." I'm like, "We already know that you're skipping out on the IRS."
Yeah.
Everyone in the show knows that, including
the IRS.
They didn't
blur their faces or anything.
Yeah.
It's gonna be real hard to find.
They actually
them.
Put their name underneath. Made it real easy. Hope those guys get audited. But yeah, excellent show. Definitely a fun find on the Disney Plus. Now, Christian, were there any things on there, like, just overall usage of the app? Anything you absolutely, like, hate about it? Anything wrong,
you know,
with
I'll,
it that you've
I'll
noticed?
I'll be super honest. I haven't done too much deep diving into it outside of The Mandalorian, Jeff Goldblum, and so I haven't really searched too much. So, I mean, no. So for me, it's working great.
I see the only thing that I have...
Oh, actually, I'll say one annoying thing. One annoying thing is, for whatever reason, and I'm not sure it's me, but it happens on my phone, on my iPad, and on my desktop. When I start an episode of a show, if for whatever reason, it starts muted. I don't know why. I have to unmute it. And it's not my phone or it's not my hardware. It's on the app or the site.
Interesting. I wonder if that's a weird setting to put on.
That and...
I mean, that's a good one to have on, like, a porn website.
Right? You know?
You have a porn setting on your...
Not that I know of. Also, like, subtitles would kick in right away. I was like, I don't want that.
I've had a couple apps. I forget which one. I think maybe... Now I'm thinking about it. Maybe Hulu. Where, like, subtitles will turn on randomly.
Yeah, like,
I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah, if I wanted that, I would have
done
that.
I can hear it right now. So, yeah, I don't know about that. Interesting stuff. My only real complaint from, say, maybe a functionality point of view is that... So I've been watching The Clone Wars on it, which I've watched several episodes before, but never really got into. The animation style is just so bad.
You get over it. I promise you get over it.
Yeah, so I'm kind of gritting through it, and there's other things I don't like about it, but that's another episode.
It gets
but it
really
is,
good.
I say for the most part, it's good, but there are things that I have complaints. It doesn't matter. What I'm talking about is Disney Plus, and I've noticed that, you know, when I go back into the app, it doesn't remember where I left off.
But it does that only with Clone Wars. Or does it do with all the other stuff?
Well, the only two series I've watched were, like, I'm talking about episodes, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess what I'm asking, like, okay.
Like, I watched episode 2 last night. I booted it up this morning, and it's just, you just see all the episodes. It doesn't go,
it doesn't go back to 2.
Here's your next one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So I have to, like, remember kind of what happened or what the episode
was
called.
That's the app, because when someone watched a certain show and I went to go watch,
like where I was in the actual episode, it does remember that,
right? And then I hopped into it and I was like, oh well, alrighty, I guess I
enjoy
know
the credits
it.
Christian. So I think that's my only real complaint. For the most part though, like, it has the cool, like, you know, I call them quality of life features, like being able to skip the intro.
Yeah,
that's fun, you know. Of course. I mean fast forward and reverse seems to work okay. And, it seems like, you know, selecting through the titles actually seems to be very user-friendly, very quick and, you know, accurate and stuff. You're not, like, it's not super slow or anything like some of the older.
So I'm blanking out for a second, but they bought Fox, right?
Yes, they did. 20th Century Fox.
And Aliens is under Fox, right?
I believe so.
But Aliens is rated R.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if they're going to throw it on. Like, are they going to have a rated R section?
I'm trying to think. Probably.
I hope so.
They also own Deadpool now, which is rated R.
It's not on there. At least I haven't looked.
Well, one thing, too. There's a lot of things that aren't on there right now. So, like, Solo, A Star Wars Story isn't on there.
Yeah, not all the Star Wars I noticed. And not all
Last
the,
Jedi.
Not all the Marvel movies are on
not
there.
Not all the. It's because they're still under contract to Netflix for exclusive rights.
Okay.
Streaming rights to those things.
So I'm kind of curious what they're going to do with the R-rated stuff.
Me too. I'm also curious what they're going to do with Spider-Man, Homecoming, and Far From Home.
Well, I mean, I would say now. Oh, no, because
nope.
It's still
Sony Pictures. Yeah, I don't think those are going to be on there.
Ooh.
And I wonder, I mean, I guess Captain America Civil War will be on there.
Yeah.
It might be on there already.
Why would? Yeah, oh, no,
because
no.
Because he shows up in that one. And then another thing, there are some ones in there that are older cartoons and stuff that have maybe some insensitive themes and stuff for today's woke-minded audience. So there's actually little things in the blurb description that says may contain some material that hasn't aged well or something like that.
Oh, I've not that. Seen that. That's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Go look at some of the older cartoons.
Oh, no. I mean,
there's a lot of blackface back then. I'm just kidding, not blackface. But
I don't think
know,
they're gonna do any of, like, the World War II stuff, like the anti-Hitler
or
stuff.
What was the one? It wasn't Birth of a Nation, but it was like a Ku Klux Klan movie that Disney did.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. What was that?
You talking about where the song Zippity Doo Dah? What was it?
Zippity Doo Dah.
Yeah, there was definitely.
Oh my, what a wonderful.
I've never like researched, but.
Plenty of sunshine coming my way.
I'm sure everyone listening who knows about it, they'd be like, those dumbasses don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't want to look that up, but I was just going to, I don't know if I want to Google this, but.
Probably not, Cody.
Racist Disney movie. Oh, The Song of the South.
There we go.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, that one's not on there.
That one's probably not ever be on there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, even the little description of that one isn't enough to turn people away from the racist stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't gone through some of the old stuff. I saw Bedknobs and Broomsticks is on there, which is one of my favorite, like, old timey live action Disney movies. You ever see that one?
No.
It's where they, like, go on a bed.
Oh, and, yes.
And there's literally a bed knob, like a little thing on the end of the four-poster bed.
I think I saw it.
They screw in and tap, and it tells you, like, where to go.
I think I saw it once as a kid.
Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorite, like, old-school ones. So,
The Three Caballeros, which I haven't
Ooh,
seen.
Three Caballeros.
Since I was probably a fucking kid.
Yeah. That'd be good. Yeah, I'd like to watch that one. Lots of cool old stuff. Gargoyles, you mentioned, I think.
Yeah, I did.
And, original DuckTales and Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Nice.
And then, yeah, there's some good old cartoons on there. You can watch kind of Mickey through the decades and stuff, which is kind of funny. You know, they got Steamboat Willie on there and things like that. So really cool. If you're a Disney fan, definitely worth getting. Of course, a lot of the...
Yeah, because it's $6.99. It's totally worth it. It's like fucking a Starbucks drink.
You can also, I think, pair it together with Hulu and ESPN Plus for $14.99.
Oh, I didn't know that. Damn it, I have those separate.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Well, not ESPN. I don't have ESPN, but I do have Hulu. But I don't think there's a Hulu with no commercials option with that package, and that's what I have because I hate commercials.
It's not so bad.
I hate commercials. Well, it is when you're watching anime and there's only like 18 minutes of new content every episode. And that's being generous. Okay, what's your, I mean, I think we're going to talk about this later. Your favorite might be my favorite, but what's your absolute favorite thing about the new app?
The Mandalorian. I really liked it.
The Mandalorian's so good.
It was really, really good.
Wait, let's talk. We're going to talk spoilers, so you know what that means. Spoilers.
Spoilers. It was great. I had super high hopes about it, and I was like, wow, it was great. I guess we already mentioned spoilers, and we're going to talk about episode 1 and 2. You can talk about episodes 1 and 2, but... What I thought was kind of funny is that he's both an amazing bounty hunter.
Yep.
And also very shitty at his job.
Dude. I mean, it's not that shitty.
Was it the first one? I forgot Nick Nolte's character. I forgot his name, but.
He captures Horatio Sands really easily. The blue guy.
Yeah. Well, okay. What did we get a name for the creatures that he rides? They look like the bat. They look like the little dragon horses from Golden Axe.
Someone
like,
called them. You know, it's a creature that sounds like someone gave up halfway through naming it. It's called like a blurg.
Okay, the oh wow,
they it really does, dude, right?
They
I don't know. It's a blurg.
They super look like the horse things that they ride in Golden Axe. I don't remember if it was Golden Axe 1 or 2, but it's only that they had a tail in the game, but. It's like same design.
Yeah, it's just two legs and like some little T-Rex arms kind of thing.
Yeah, and a big old face. But, so...
Like a piranha face.
He's like surrounded by stormtroopers and he's like, we got you 4-1. I like those odds. And you know, he did all these great stuff, but he almost got defeated.
And then there was Werner Herzog. I hear you're quite the bounty hunter. I love him. He's so good.
But he almost got defeated by a fucking lizard horse.
Yeah, it was big. I feel like he wouldn't have gotten defeated by it. He had to get his, you know, feet under him kind of
thing. That's what I'm saying is like he saw it. Mm-hmm. He had his little binoculars and he was like, oh, okay, it's over there. Then he starts doing something else. I was like, oh, shit. Like it just bites him in his arm. Like, dude. Like,
no, he was looking through the binoculars and it came up like a sand people.
It's just like, pay attention, bro. Fucking bounty hunter. But it's just certain parts that I thought was funny, like that, and I fucking hate Jawas. I've always hated Jawas. I've always hated Jawas. And he got beat by them, too. Like, they're like, they barely had weapons.
There was a lot of them. It was quantity over quality.
He just got to the top, and they're like, ah!
They all shot him with their little taser guns or whatever, and then he fell from a very high distance. Yeah. That's kind of a lesson, you know. He let his emotions take over, and he didn't plan things out. He just went for it.
Right, right. You know what I mean? Hey, I get it. You know, they were fucking destroying his ship.
Yeah,
I don't got time to fucking plan this shit out. Mm-hmm. I gotta fucking get my ship back.
Yeah,
I just hate Jawas. Fucking thieves. Fucking scavengers. I don't like scavengers of any kind, even in nature.
They're the worst for sure. It's kind of weird. I always thought Jawas were only on Tatooine, but apparently not. They are just all over the goddamn place.
Everywhere.
And they have those big sand crawlers everywhere, too.
Was it Moving Fortress or whatever?
Yeah. Pretty cool. It was pretty cool seeing inside that thing, though. Like, when he's in the cockpit and he's, like, hitting his head because it's made for little Jawas and stuff. and then when they eat the egg, that was really funny.
Yeah, I mean, we're jumping around the episodes, but, like... Must have been a very fucking tasty egg.
Yeah, it looked delicious.
They gave up like a third of the ship. Fucking egg.
So I guess we should talk a little bit about what the series is. So it's a live action Star Wars series. It takes place after Return, like 5 years after Return of the Jedi, I think is when it's supposed to be set.
Okay.
Which is also several decades before Force Awakens, right? Isn't there like 20, 30 years between
the two? Yep.
And it follows the Mandalorian. There's no name so far that we've gotten for him. Never takes his helmet off, but he's played by Pedro Pascal, which is...
doesn't sound like him.
Every once in a while it does. But he's good at putting on different accents and stuff. But he's the Red Viper from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Or I forget what his character's name was in Narcos. And he was also in Kingsman
2.
And but he's great because, first of all, you have to act without the audience ever seeing your face because he's got a helmet on all the freaking time. And he's also, you can't see his face at all. And also, he doesn't talk that much at all. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got that lone bounty hunter, you know,
right?
Man of few words.
So, you know, and the series does really feel like kind of a Western, you know what I mean? It's very much like The Man with No Name, Sergio Leone, kind of a...
Only in space. Even the song, which I was telling Cody before the episode, I fucking love that intro, outro song.
Oh, it's so good.
It's great, and it has like a little bit of a Western like feel to it, but also futuristic.
Yeah, it feels kind of like a spaghetti Western kind of soundtrack
to it. I love it.
And yeah, so basically, and you know, for real, spoilers are coming now. Oh, that's the wrong one. There it is. Basically, he's tracking down a bounty, and the bounty happens to be a baby Yoda.
Do we ever get a name of his species?
No. But we know there was Yoda and Yaddle. And those are the only two we know of.
Yeah, so Yiddle? I don't know. I just been calling him Baby Yoda.
Yadda yaddas. But yeah, it's a little baby creature of their race. And when they're tracking it down and they're like, it's supposed to be, you know, that your target is 50 years old.
And like, that's all the description he gets.
Like, oh, it's going to be some old man, you know, maybe it'll be like, you know, I don't know, Grand Moff Tarkin or something. Well, he'd be dead. He's dead.
Super dead.
But like we thought maybe it would be someone cameoed from, you know, the TV show or the movies, the original movies. And then it turns out to be this little baby. And you're like, baby, I thought it said it was 50 years old. And then
Cody, I was like, essentially, if he's 50 and they live to be about 900, that would make that baby around 18 human years.
Well, I assume in the future. Well, it's not the future. I assume in space time, you know, the average lifespan of a human is probably somewhere around maybe 150 years, right? Because, you know,
why would you make that assumption?
Because science, I mean, they can give you a robot hand. I'm sure they can figure out like clogged arteries. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you still age.
Yeah, but the things that kill you when you're super old, you know, a lot of them have to do with medical advancements that we don't have. When you have back to tanks and the force, I bet they can figure a lot of that shit out. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Because that's what happens in The Expanse. The Expanse, they lived like 120, 130 years old. Pretty cool. They take anti-aging meds.
I guess they can have in stars. I never mentioned, but all right,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's not that far off. So yeah, maybe, you know, but he does. He looks like a little baby. But he can walk, and we find out he can use the force.
Yeah, you'll see. I mean,
we don't know if it's a he. Also, it's a little, just a little green blob.
Well, you get a little hint of it, like when
you see Mandalorian... his little green penis. Just kidding. You don't actually see that.
Yeah, just kidding. It was huge.
It was huge. It was a tripod. That's why I couldn't walk. He was just...
That's why he walks really slow.
Floating around in the little baby buggy.
That's, you know, when I was watching, walking around with that little buggy, I was like, how convenient. You don't have to push anything. It just follows you. Yeah.
And then he does like a little hand gesture and it'll stay wherever he is. Yeah. Did you notice that? That's pretty cool.
He also moved it when what was it, the mud horn or whatever was trying to come after him. Yeah, he also moved it out of the way.
And then when he was like on the sand crawler, it was just trucking along behind him.
Yeah.
God, babies in space are so lucky. And so now he's trying to figure out kind of what to do with this. Oh, another fun fact, too. They had, you know, if you watch the original series, you know, everyone knows Boba Fett was one of the bounty hunters, right? But there was also IG-88, which was the robot.
Yeah.
And so we get to see IG, like, 11 or whatever.
You know who voiced it?
Taika Waititi.
I didn't know that till right now. And I was like, I don't know why I love this robot.
Yeah.
I was watching episodes like, there's something
acceptable.
About this. Yeah, I was like, there's something about this robot that I really, really love. And it was because it was voiced by him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and I love Taika Waititi.
He's so funny. And kept that robot
to blow himself up.
Yeah, self-destruct activated. He's like, no, don't self-destruct. He's like, okay, acceptable.
Yeah.
It was so good. And he was awesome. Like, you know, his whole body rotates around. And he's just like murdering people.
You know where they got that? What? Clone Wars.
I know. I've already seen that episode. And then they also had, I forget, there's some alien named the lizard guy from... You know, when you see that panel of...
I forget their names.
Like the Gvorsk or something like that.
Oh, God.
Garsk.
We're going to sound like the worst fucking fans.
I could probably figure it out real quick. But, yeah, so you see
a band of them.
You see, like, yeah, a bunch of them. It's pretty cool. Like, if you're sharp enough-eyed in the background, you can catch little, like, you know, aliens that you've seen at the cantina or whatever.
Jabba the Hutt's pet being eaten.
Yeah. Yeah, Salacious Crumb.
Yeah.
You see, like, you know, one of that species getting
roasted
on a spit, and you see another one, like, in just a cage watching it. It was pretty... Bosk, that's his name. Bosk. He's cool. Why is this picture so small? And then another thing interesting that I found out while watching this movie, or not movie, TV show, and kind of researching some of the things about it, Boba Fett and Jango Fett weren't considered Mandalorians.
Really?
Yeah, they were apparently in, like, the Clone Wars or some stupid shit. One of the real Mandalorians called them, like, a faker and not a real member of the clan and the race. Well, not race.
Well, not the race. Because the
They're not a race.
They are. There is the Mandalorian race, but I believe you can become a Mandalorian of the clan.
So the Mandalorian is a group of, like, warlike people, but the actual race actually died off before the original series started. I did a deep dive on Mandalorians last night.
Well, because they were blonde and, like,
they were the original blue-eyed. They were original inhabitants of Coruscant.
Yes.
Then they got kicked off and went to a planet that they named Mandalore, where they rode on giant dinosaur skull symbol is. Yep. Jango Fett apparently found his Mandalorian armor. Or defeated a Mandalorian and took his armor. So he wasn't a real member. He never, like, got initiated.
I think it later on became a type of religion, in which is, like, you can pick it up and become it.
Well,
I want more information on the female blacksmith, because her helmet looked awesome. She had the little spikes on top, and she made him his new, like, shoulder piece.
Yeah, and so that medal that Werner Herzog has, who he's, like, some old-school Imperial guy, he apparently has, like, the lowdown on a big old pile of the I don't remember what the medal is called.
It looked cool.
The special Mandalorian medal that their armor is made out of. And that's why, you know, that's what made them such formidable, you know, warriors, was that they had this armor that could take direct laser blasts and even reflect lightsabers.
Dope.
So he's trying to find that. He's only got, like, a helmet and, like, a shoulder pad made out of it.
I think his chest piece might have been...
Didn't look like it when that fucking horn thing hit him.
To be fair, he took, like, 5 direct hits in it.
Yeah, and it was, like, it had, like, electronics underneath. But it's not as shiny looking, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm really excited to see what they go, you know, where they go with the series and what ends up happening. And, you know, there's still characters we've seen in trailers that haven't been revealed yet in the show, so it's a good show. I think everyone should watch The Mandalorian.
And I forgot to mention, I love the little, like the blue alien in the beginning that he's first getting. He's trying to, like, weasel his way out.
Yeah,
of, like,
Horatio Sands.
Like, weasel his way out of a lot of stuff.
He was really funny. And then did you notice that when they're going across the ice on the speeder bike, on the land speeder?
Oh, the comedian who was driving.
Brian Posehn. Yeah. He was totally in it. I'm like, dude, if I was anywhere near famous, I would be like, dude, I will suck whoever's dick I have to.
He's like, all right, that's fair, but you're going to get eaten. That's cool. Like,
that's cool. I mean, I'll suck whoever's dick. No, you don't. You don't have to keep saying that. Dude, I'll suck it and I'll swallow the gravy. I will do whatever I have to do.
I had a feeling he was going to get eaten when he was like, oh, don't stay on the ice too long. I was like, that guy's dead.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, that was really cool. It's just such a cool show. And I mean, it looks amazing. It does not look low budget at all. You know what I mean? I was kind of expecting there not to be a lot of space travel, a lot of vehicles and things like that. But I mean,
yep, you know, they went for it.
Yeah, they're going for it. Now, my one complaint
is that Baby Yoda's too adorable.
Too adorable. That's not my real complaint. And I'll come back to that in a second. But my only complaint is that the episodes are too short.
Yeah, they're not a full hour.
First one was 40 minutes. One was 30 minutes.
Yeah, they're more than... Oh, was it? I didn't time the second one.
It was 30 minutes.
I was going to say they're more than 30 minutes, but they're not an hour.
The first one was more than 30 minutes. The second one was exactly... It was like 32, but then they have hella long credits.
Yeah. But they do shoot cool... They show cool like concept art, which I really like at the end credits.
Yep, it's worth watching for sure. That kind of recap the episode. What do you think about that little Marvel-esque little thing at the beginning to show Star Wars?
With the blue-red lights showing the mask? I think it's cool.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, it's so different from any other Star Wars stuff we've seen. Well, there's no crawl. There's no...
Yeah, I mean, because it's...
Makes sense.
It's not a Star Wars movie. Yeah,
it's something completely new.
But I guess Clone Wars does do something similar.
Yeah, they do the scroll. And then they do the wartimey thing. Clones under attack in the beginning. So, I wish the episodes were a little bit longer. And I'm worried about how long the season's going to be.
I think it's 8 episodes.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's not long enough.
Well, I just hope we get another
season. I hope it's going. Because there is too much story I want to see with that cute little baby Yoda.
Right?
Okay, so here... I just wonder, like, when Jon Favreau went to pitch this movie to Disney, he's like, look... I got this cool thing lined up. You know how everyone loves Boba Fett? Well, we're going to show a guy who looks a lot like him, and it's going to be all about him, and we're going to really learn about the lore behind them, and it's going to be a Western. It's going to be super gritty and really, like, cinematically pleasing, and they're like, I don't know if we need to do this, John.
He's like, we really need some merchandising.
Yeah, what if I told you can get an action figure and a plushie out of this bitch? He's like, action figure and a plushie? What are you talking about? We already have the Porgs and the Ewoks. It's like, no, this is the plushie to end all plushies. Like, what? Two words, Baby Yoda.
Like, done, check signed.
That was $1 billion sound, John. Take our money and make us some toys.
That was actually one of my first thoughts when I saw the Baby Yoda. Because I had no idea. That completely caught me by surprise. As soon as I saw it, I was like, that's going to sell a shit ton of fucking plushies. Like,
oh, my God.
I've already heard people say, I need it. I need a shirt of it.
Like, when you saw Baby Groot in the little pot, dancing Groot, you're like, pff, way to go, Marvel. Like,
money maker.
Yeah, you're just printing money made out of Groot trees. You know what I'm saying?
Like, everyone. I've shown people pictures of Baby Yoda who don't even, like, watch Star Wars. Like, oh, that's so cute. It's like, what is that?
Big old eyeballs, and then and he looks great.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The part CG, part puppet.
Yeah, looks great.
Oh, man, looks so good with just the littlest like peach fuzz.
Yeah,
on him. And then the ears. Pet him so bad.
At the end of the ears, you see the little pink red, like see through. You know, like it looks like actual skin. Yeah.
Oh my God, so good. What if they made a Gremlins movie where they look like that?
Well, he's not green, but I see what you're going.
Yeah, where like Gizmo was like that quality of CG.
It would be great, but if they ever did, I'm sure you guys know I fucking love Gremlins, one of my favorite all time movies. I would love.
Yeah, he likes weird movies, guys. Okay, his favorite movies are weird.
I would need it to be with practical effects, just because it would.
I think a combination of the two, as we see with this one,
and as we saw with whatchamacallit,
Jurassic Park.
No. Netflix.
Dark Crystal?
Yes. Dark Crystal.
They should have leaned a little bit heavier on a CG, but that's my opinion.
With the Kermit the Frog run.
Our final battle. The arms just flapping up in the air. I'm just like, well, this is... I'm taken out of the moment. I just... Yeah, I don't know how better...
But everything else was great.
Everything else is great, but the Kermit the Frog arms... Oh, boy. So what do you think... What do you think is going to be kind of like the plot of this series? I mean, we don't have much to go on.
To be honest, I don't know yet, to be perfectly honest.
We're going to murder that little
baby? No, they're obviously not going to fight.
Jesus Christ.
He's obviously an anti-hero. He's not going to... He killed
IG... Well, he loves... Yeah, he kills IG-11. IG-11
for it. He's obviously not
going to... When he puts his little finger up there and the little baby hand comes up, I'm like, oh! I grew an ovary.
I bet.
When that happened.
I mean, dude, he killed...
A baby making muscles.
He killed IG-11. He's going to give up the bounty for it. Obviously, he's not gonna do it.
What do you think that the Empire guy wants with him?
I don't know. Probably try to turn him into a Sith Lord.
I want to teach him that life is pain. Werner Herzog's just so depressing.
But the thing
I love him.
You know, he's great. He's great.
He's got such a great German voice.
I feel like they're not part of the Empire. I feel like they just found suits and just put them on, pretending.
Power move.
Yeah, I don't think that they're part. I mean, granted, because I was like, those suits look like the previous owner got.
Yeah.
I was like, or maybe they don't have any upkeep. You know, they can't clean them. They're broke.
It was a mistake making them white. Let's just say that. Yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting.
I don't think he's gonna join like the Resistance or anything like that, or the Rebel Alliance. I don't know.
Maybe they go and live on Dagobah together.
I don't know. I think he's gonna play it middle somewhere.
One thing I really hope is that this leads into like some of these characters show up in later movies or whatever,
or shows or whatever.
Yeah. Because I would fucking love that.
Yeah. So far, great fucking start.
Great. Star.
I'm excited about Obi-Wan, you know,
yep.
That they did this, you know, great.
Yeah, Obi-Wan, I hope it's good. I hope those are our episodes, because I think that's only going to be 6 episodes. But if it's this quality, I am super, super juiced, as well as the Marvel shows that are coming out. So we got, you know, Hawkeye, WandaVision.
That's the only one I'm wondering if I'm going to like.
Hawkeye?
No.
WandaVision?
Yeah.
I think WandaVision is probably going to be good.
I hope.
I don't know how it's going to be, though, because Vision is dead. Maybe it's all going to be in her head.
They said it in Comic-Con that it's going to be a lot of illusions. It's going to be, a lot of 1960s-esque?
Yeah.
So I think it is going to be a little, I don't know, finally her real power, you know, shows up where she can change reality.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Change probability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loki's
going to be great because Tom Hiddleston just... He just eats
He's
up
amazing.
The screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they confirmed there's going to be time traveling. So.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Also, recent news, I don't think it's a show, but I think they said that Ant-Man and the Wasp 3 got greenlit.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be fun. I'm excited for Disney Plus. I didn't think I was going to be as juiced about it as I am.
Yeah, for sure.
I really want... There's a couple movies I want to show up on there that I don't know if they are or not. I really want the Ewok movies to show up on there.
Was it Caravan of Hope?
Caravan of Hope and the Great Ewok Adventure or whatever. I don't know if they will, but I want them to. Oh, also, did you notice that Horatio Sanz mentioned Life Day?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
But I think he was referring to his. No, I don't think, you know.
No, Life Day is a galactic-wide holiday.
I thought it was strictly a Wookiee one.
It's really important to them, just like it is to the Christian people. But everyone celebrates Christmas, you know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Same thing. Like, yeah, I really wanted to get back in time for Life Day. And I was just like, oh, he did it. Which was, for those of you not in on the joke, Life Day is the holiday... From the Star Wars holiday special, the made-for-TV
The one that
special.
George Lucas tried to wipe out worldwide.
He did a good job, man. It is hard to find, I mean, now with the internet, it's become a little easier. But it is hard to find that.
You think Disney will do, a digitally enhanced, the Diamond Collection?
I would bring it out of the vault, out of the Disney vault, out of the Lucas trash can.
Yeah. Just like to polish it.
Disney has the vault. Lucasfilm has the trash can vault. The paper shredder.
Let's see if we can polish this turd as much as we can.
Yeah. We've CG'd everything. And so, fun fact about the holiday special is that that's the first appearance of Boba Fett. Was in that.
What?
In the animated interlude in that movie.
I'm trying to think about...
He's riding a dinosaur, first of all. Then he's got like a spear. He's like...
Was he not in A New Hope?
He was not in A New Hope. He was in Empire Strikes Back.
Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
My mind is officially blown.
Yeah. And they're like, same thing with John Favreau. They're like, we're going to sell some toys. They're like, oh shit, the little missile makes people choke and die.
I remember reading that George Lucas was thinking about making...
him and Darth Vader brothers.
Yeah, making Luke... his nephew.
I mean,
I'm glad
Darth Vader
it.
Is a brother. Okay. You know what I'm saying? James Earl Jones, I love
where
you.
Where's damn it? I don't want to hit the. Where's the hell no?
I don't think we have that anymore. I think we have Terminator sounds now.
Damn it!
Oh hell no!
Yeah, that would have been wacky. I'm glad they didn't. You know, one thing that's kind of cool, and I think you know, Terminator's a good example of this. It's interesting to me when there's a TV show or movie made that on its own is amazing, and it's like it feels like it comes out of nowhere. And then after that, because it's so popular and awesome and they want to make more of it, they have to create a mythos around it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You have to create story to fill in this movie that was never meant to have all this backstory. Terminator is a good example. It's a robot from the future. You know, we came to kill us. I was like, well, no, now we have to really fucking delve into this and create all these other, like, things in the future.
So you're talking about with Star Wars, like, having to build so much more background information?
Well, yeah. Well, it's like, you know, it started off with such a simple idea, you know, where, like, for instance, like, oh, Boba Fett is Darth Vader's brother. Like, no. He's actually a bounty hunter who wears this armor, and the armor is from this group of people called the Mandalorians. And the Mandalorians were a warrior tribe who actually lived on Coruscant. They were aliens, but now they've gradually become like a whole bunch of people. It's more of a religious following than it is a race of people. And you're like, holy shit.
Yeah,
they're filling in all these gaps. And
it's called D&D, man.
Yeah.
You make a character at the moment, and then your players all of a sudden want to know all this background information. You just got to make it up on the spot.
Old Boblin the Goblin. Yeah. Ooh, fun fact. We started our first Pathfinder 2E game.
I thought you guys were going to give up Pathfinder.
No, we gave up Starfinder.
Oh.
Now we're on Pathfinder 2nd edition.
I thought you guys were going to shift to 5th edition.
I wanted to, but I actually really like Pathfinder 2nd edition so far. We just started, obviously. We didn't even start. We just did a zero session to create characters. But so far, it seems a lot more like 5th edition, where it's more like... straightforward. You know exactly what each thing does. You don't have to, like, there's not all this extraneous stats and stuff. There's still a couple, but nowhere near as bad as it used to be, so I'm excited. But yeah, I digress. All righty then. Well, that just about does it for us for talking about the old Disney Plus, but check it out, guys. You know, you can get a free trial or whatever. I know Verizon is giving out like a free year of it if you sign up for a Verizon phone, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I bet they have to with their fucking service.
Dude, Verizon's awesome.
Verizon's, I don't know,
way better service.
I know AT&T fucking sucks because I had them. Yeah. Fuck AT&T. Customer service was the worst.
Well, customer service is just terrible because they outsource to China.
No, I meant in their little stores in the U.S., even there.
Yeah, well, they, you know, who cares? Don't go in there. Buy my Best Buy.
Yeah,
hey.
I guess.
Yeah, we have a big announcement next week. We got some merchability coming out. So that'll be very exciting, as well as we'll probably have a fun guest next week as well, I think, as long as everything goes to plan. But
which always does here on Nerds of Friends.
Yeah, you know, yeah, which is why this is coming out on Saturday instead of Friday. Because I had so much work this week that I want to die. But
not really.
Yeah, I really do. I really want to die.
You can't. You can't. We won't have a host.
I know. I'm so tired. I'm so tired, Christian. But anyway, thank you guys for listening and commenting and subscribing. Tell your friends. Tell your family. We really appreciate all the help. And you know, read us out your nerdy confessions on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. We'll read them on the air if you want us to, because it's a fun time. But thank you, Christian.
Fun as always. Love being
fun
here.
Fun as always. Can't wait to see you next week. And then to all the nerds out there, remember, you're not alone. You're with friends. This is Nerds with Friends. Thank you and good night.